Hi, and welcome back to the Big Book of New Testament Questions and Answers podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Kramer, and I'll be continuing our discussion on the book of Galatians. This New Testament epistle, or letter, was written by the Apostle Paul, one of the most outspoken followers of Christ. He encourages the people of Galatia to return to their Christian faith after they're led astray by false teachings. Let's pick up where we left off. Chapter 1, verses 11 through 12. The question is, if the gospel is not for man, whom is it for? How did Paul know what the gospel was without hearing it from the apostles? The answer is, when Paul says it is not man's gospel, he means that the gospel he preached came directly from God. God revealed his truth and grace to Paul during and after his conversion. Acts 9 verses 3 through 25, Galatians 1 verses 15 through 17, and 2 Corinthians 12 verses 1 through 6. Chapter 1 verse 17. The question is, what did Paul do in Arabia and Damascus? The answer is, Paul was on his way to Damascus to beat up Christians when Jesus appeared to him on the road, Acts 9 verses 1 through 5. Paul's companions led him into the city as the Lord commanded, where he stayed until Ananias came and baptized him. Paul immediately preached Jesus in the synagogue, which resulted in a plot by the Jews to kill Paul, verses 20 through 25. Paul found out about the plot and escaped to Arabia, where he stayed for a time before returning to Damascus. Galatians 1 verses 17 through 18. Certainly Paul went to Arabia to preach the gospel. He may also have gone to be free of plots to kill him and allow time for those who made such plans to forget about Paul. It is also possible that during this time, Paul received the revelation he described in 2 Corinthians 12 verses 1 through 6 and Ephesians 3 verses 1 through 7. Chapter 1, verse 18 through chapter 2, verse 14. The question is, why does Paul recount his missions to the Galatians? What is he trying to prove? The answer is, the Jews who opposed the gospel of God tried to destroy the gospel and Paul's ministry of it by claiming that Paul had no authority, but was a self-serving, self-appointed teacher who had turned his back on the Mosaic law in order to gain a personal following among the Gentiles. Notice that, as Paul begins this letter, he immediately clarifies how he came to be an apostle and clarifies the gospel he was preaching, Galatians 1 verses 1 and 6 through 11. Paul recounts his history in order to prove two things. First, Paul is proving that God himself called, appointed, authorized, and taught Paul the gospel. If Paul's authority is from God, which it plainly is, then there is no excuse for, cause for, or sense in fighting against it. Acts 5 verses 27 through 39 and Galatians chapter 1 verse 11 through chapter 2 verse 2. Second, Paul is defending the gospel against attempts to corrupt it and oppose it. Galatians chapter 2 verse 3 through chapter 4 verse 31. Paul proves that the gospel means all people are redeemed and justified by the grace of God in Christ. Paul proves this by pointing out that none of the believing Jews tried to force the law of Moses on Titus. None of them added anything to what Paul taught or tried to correct anything, and Paul even withstood Peter when his hypocrisy contradicted the gospel. It is interesting to note that the unbelieving Jews opposed Jesus in the very same ways, trying to undermine his authority and corrupt the truth. Matthew 5 verses 17 through 48 and Luke 11 verses 14 through 20 and 20 verses 1 through 9. Chapter 1 verse 24. The question is Paul being boastful about his faith? The answer is no, but it's a good question just the same. As in other cases, how the words are translated can either be more clear or less clear. Paul says that the churches in Judea either began to or continually glorified God, imperfect tense. The reason they glorified God is because he had changed Saul into Paul, from persecutor of the faith to preacher and defender of the faith. Paul must have done just what Jesus commanded. Let his light shine before men in such a way that they would see his good works, yet glorify his Father who is in heaven. Matthew 5, verse 16. Thank you for listening to this week's episode. I hope you've enjoyed the questions and answers we've been exploring today. For the complete collection of New Testament questions and answers, visit cph.org. Join me next week as we continue studying Galatians.